Hungary has defended its decision to close the main international railway station in the capital Budapest to migrants seeking to travel on to other European countries. Hundreds were prevented from boarding trains for Austria and Germany. But a spokesman for the Hungarian government, Zoltán Kovács, defended Hungary's conduct over the crisis and said it was only upholding EU law.
Almost nobody is fulfilling the legal obligations. Take a look at the map. Hungary is not a frontier country. At the end of June, at the European Summit, heads of state have decided that the so-called frontier countries, and that is Italy and Greece, are going to establish hotspots which would enable them and the European Union to be able to put some kind of regulation, some kind of discipline into the flood of migrants. And that is not happening.
It's estimated almost 240,000 migrants have arrived in Greece alone since the start of this year. Global stock markets have fallen sharply again over renewed fears about economic growth in China. London was down just over 3%. In New York, the Dow Jones closed down almost 3%, mimicking European indices. Samira Hussein reports from New York.
August was the worst month for Wall Street since 2012, and the month of September is off to a very rough start. Tuesday's turbulence on U.S. markets was driven by worries of more signs of weakness in China. The world's second largest economy reported some of the worst manufacturing figures in 3 years. And manufacturing data from the U.S. did not offer much comfort, as factory growth slowed to its lowest level since August 2013.
Police in El Salvador say that violence involving street gangs left more than 900 people dead last month, a level of bloodshed unseen since the civil war of the 1980s. The government is also planning measures to rehabilitate gang members and reintegrate them into society. Candice Piat has more details.
The National Police Chief Mauricio Ramirez said the high number of deaths was very worrying. He said they were due to an increase in clashes between street gangs and the security forces and to the gangs fighting each other. Mr. Ramirez said that more than 60 members of the security forces were killed during this period. El Salvador is believed to have more than 70,000 gang members, and President Salvador Sanchez Cirén has been tackling them head on. But his government is also preparing a law on rehabilitating gang members.
Pope Francis has declared that he'll allow all priests discretion to forgive women who have had an abortion during the Holy Year of Mercy, which starts in December. The Vatican has published a letter in which the Pope said he had met many women bearing the scar of a decision to abort. World News from the BBC. The county clerk in the American state of Kentucky has continued to refuse to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in defiance of a ruling against her by the U.S. Supreme Court. Kim Davis said she was acting under God's authority. She must now face a federal judge who could impose a fine or send her to jail. The latest confrontation happened at the Rowan County Courthouse in the town of Moorhead.
Would you do this to an interracial couple?
I just want you all to know that we are not issuing marriage licenses today.
Why?
Pending the appeal of the
Supreme
Court.
The
appeal stays denied.
Right. The injunction is the order that you're supposed to issue marriage licenses.
And we're not issuing marriage licenses today.
The Supreme Court denied your stay.
I would ask you all to
why are you not issuing marriage licenses today?
Because I'm not.
Under
why?
Whose authority are you not issuing
marriage
licenses?
Under God's authority.
Demonstrators in Lebanon protesting inside the Environment Ministry in Beirut have been forcibly removed from the building by police. The protests were part of the You Stink campaign, triggered by anger over uncollected rubbish in Beirut. Demonstrators said they were dragged and manhandled out of the ministry about 9 hours after the demonstration started. The Nigerian state oil company says it will deploy drones over territorial waters in an effort to stamp out oil theft. It says the drones will monitor the movement of oil tankers and other ships to make sure they are not involved in illegal activity. The World Meteorological Organization says the current El Niño weather phenomenon could be one of the strongest since records began in 1950. The event, which occurs when the waters of the Pacific become exceptionally warm, can distort weather patterns all over the world. The UN organization says that this year's El Niño is still gaining strength and its effect could peak before the end of the year. That's the latest from BBC News.